Hi, dictation for T Asia Ouch, T Asia, T Isa Ouch. T like Tom, E like Ellie, A I S A. Last name is Ouch, H O U C K. Date of birth is 2/7/2004. Date of accident is 11/26/2022. Date of service is 6/14/2023. Miss T Asia Hook alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident. And she was T-bone on the driver's side as a front seat passenger. Three times around the car spinned. The impact had caused her severe headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, vision problems, lack of focus, nausea. Along with this, pain symptoms started in the neck and left shoulder, left hip, left knee as a major issues, as well as pain in the left hand and left wrist and involvement of all the fingers. She had some difficulty in lifting the arm, but she could do up to 170 degrees in the left shoulder. Patient is a high school senior. She has been undergoing physical therapy, and she reports that now her pain is around 5 in the head, and although her vision issues are now diminished, but her dizziness and vertigo is still persist. Anxiety is plenty, and panic is also there. In addition, the pain in the neck and the left shoulder is around 6, and she can lift up to 130 degrees easily in abduction without any pain. Pain in the lower back is more towards the left side, in the left more like a sacroiliac joint, as well as left hip and left knee, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports of numbness and tingling of the left hand involving the second, third, fourth finger, and her middle finger locks up because of inflammation or pain. The physical therapy is ongoing though, and she can walk less than a mile easily. Her pain level is usually between 5 and 6, with ADLs being affected around 6. She reports 50% improvement in the pain level. Kindly review the charts for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, for substance abuse, and for compliance program. In the physical examination, please mention the vital signs of blood pressure 115 over 70, pulse 66, pulse oxygen 100. And the rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 4/28/2023. Dictation number is 0510-042. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is as follows. The patient has MRIs that were done prior to on 3/17/2023, and her lumbar spine was completely normal. No treatment will be needed. MRI for the brain was completely normal also. And there is a herniated disc at C4, C5, and C5, C6, for which epidural injections have been discussed with the patient. Patient was sent for neuropsych evaluation, which was found positive for TBI, PTSD, adjustment disorder, anxiety, depression, and patient has been advised to continue doing therapy there as well as a counseling. Physical therapy has been ordered for the patient three times per week, once a week. Physical therapy is once a week, focusing on the neck, lower back, hip area. She is allowed 6 hour work 5 days with zero lifting limit. Antivert is provided 25 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets for relief of dizziness. Migranol nasal spray was also ordered for a severe headaches of a type of a migraine. The mechs were reviewed, labs were reviewed. She's advised to see chiropractor also, and she's provided with a compounding cream as well as naltrexone. And she's provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect. She's provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligram at night is provided. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day is provided for neuropathy. Here is it one or two for a headaches, really 50 tablets are provided also. The patient will continue on this protocol. Cervical pillow and a cane was also ordered. And patient was provided a home laser treatment machine, which is called Onlux photobiomodulation. And chiropractic treatment will continue. Let's see how she does, and we'll see her again. Thank you.